take the heat? Can you take the heat? Can you take the heat? Can you take the heat?
Welcome to the Top Rope Chef After Show for Shawn Michaels, San Antonio Omelet, and The Rock's famous chocolate chip cookies. Jacqueline, how was your week in food?
It was fabulous. All Christmassy. I've been doing a lot of recipe testing lately, and I made...
I saw some bread on your Instagram.
Yeah, it was a honey wheat bread. It was really soft and beautiful. It smelled so good, and I couldn't eat it because it was made with real flour.
There's a bread in this cookbook that's Bradshaw's bread, and it requires you to get a six-pack of beer and use one of the cans and drink the other five. Is what the recipe told you to do.
Yeah.
So it's like a beer bread.
Yeah, I'm gonna follow the recipe for that week. You have to. You know, drunk baking is really fun, and everyone should try it at some point.
I enjoy a nice glass of whatever while I'm cleaning as well, doing dishes or something.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Also, I know I've mentioned it before, but listeners, I feel like you're not taking me seriously. Shower beer.
Oh, I forgot about shower beer.
I had a listener contact me recently and tell me that it changed her life. Yeah.
Are you drinking this beer at night, or are you drinking it first thing in the morning?
No,
you're about to go to work, or when are you drinking shower beer?
When I come home from work, I work in a bakery that is connected to a kitchen that makes a lot of Indian food, so I usually smell like onions and curry. So it's not a great smell that I'm putting off. So then I'll take a shower after work, which is like 6 o'clock by the time I get home. So a 6 o'clock beer before dinner, or cider, or glass of wine if I don't have any beer or cider. Just something to wind down in the hot shower. I put a podcast on. It's really relaxing because I think baths are gross.
That sounds like one heck of a night. Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
Baths are gross. No, not a fan.
No, I don't get it.
Although hot tubs are a different story.
That's even worse.
If it's your own personal one, I'm not talking like a hotel like hot tub.
Yeah, unless you buy that hot tub fresh
one in the back
the
of a Motel 6 with a bunch of old ladies in it just stewing up in there.
I remember the first time I ever saw ever went in a hot tub or a pool, there was a sign about taking a shower first, and I asked my parents, like, why? That's so dumb, you're gonna get wet anyways.
You are the problem.
Well, then they said it's because some... it's because of poo.
Probably. You gotta get that poo out there.
It's so gross. But then people just sit in it.
Although drinking in a hot tub has its merits.
Don't you get too drunk too fast and die? Isn't it like drinking in a sauna?
I don't know who told you that. Somebody who was trying to keep you from having a good time told you that. I made a pizza this week that had artichokes and peppers on it, and I had an artichoke and piquillo pepper bruschetta spread that I got on discount at the store and used that as sauce.
What?
And it was a nice peppery pizza. It was very good.
That sounds so good.
I didn't make too many other things for myself this week. I started, for whatever reason, I craved a hot dog, so I made a hot dog, and it was really good.
Just one
and
hot dog?
I even
dog?
Used some of that curry. Yeah, it's one hot dog.
Did you do, like, straight-up simple hot dog, or did you do, like, a Chicago dog, or a...
I used that curry. It was good.
Just that?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
And, yeah, it was fine on its own.
We should have a hot dog competition.
It was like a curry dog. Yes, that sounds like something we definitely need to do.
Yeah.
So I also want to taste different hot dogs, because I bought Nathan's, and they were really good. I don't think I've ever had them before. I don't even know if I saw them in the package ever, but they're quality hot dog. That's the classic New York company
the
or whatever.
The ones that do Nathan, the hot dog LA. Eating contest every year?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Dearborn brand hot dogs, the natural casings. I like that crunch, that pop.
Not even the pop filter could save you from that one. But I would be in for a hot dog taste test to figure out which hot dog is the hot dog for me. Even maybe like even doing like pigs in a blanket with a bunch of different hot dogs, figuring it out maybe.
I've made a claim to my husband, and he said that I could not tell the difference between Dearborn hot dogs and any other hot dogs. We also in Michigan have Volworth's and the one with a K.
Kogel's.
And I am 100% sure that I can tell the difference what's a Dearborn hot dog. So... Maybe we'll do that, like a blind taste test, and husband will prepare them and feed them to us.
That sounds like a next pay-per-view battle that we should have.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Let's see who can get the most right and win the challenge.
Yeah, but we can't have hot dogs until then.
That's not going to happen. I have like 6 hot dogs left in that package. They're going to go bad in like a week.
All right, fair enough.
As soon as you open a hot dog package, it's going. So that's on a ticking time bomb.
Do you do hot dogs in your mac and cheese?
Yeah, I would, but I don't go out of my way to do that. We watched a lot of Iron Chef at our house, and the Iron Chef, Chen Kenichi, mm-hmm. I believe he is the Chinese Iron Chef. He's incredible.
Okay.
I got his cookbook. He has a recipe for hot dog fried rice.
What?
And we cooked it, and it was really good.
Really? That sounds really so good. Gross. Hot dogs and rice?
You don't want it to be good, but it's really good.
I don't believe you.
It's not a trick. I'll show you the book. It's his signature recipe.
Oh, weird. Okay.
It was good. Okay. It was really good. It's uncomfortably good. It shouldn't be good. You're eating it and you're upset about how good it is.
I would feel different ways if I, yeah. Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
The conflict is real inside that fried rice.
Yeah. Now, how do you feel about a corn dog?
Love a corn dog.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
I bought a sausage wrapped in a pancake at the supermarket and ate that for breakfast this week. That was a delight.
I've always wanted to try those. But of course it would be good, because when you have sausages and pancakes, you have some sausage and some pancake on your fork and put it in your mouth, and it's great.
And if you had a deep fryer at home, you could easily make this yourself, and it would be so good.
So it was like totally, it was just like a corn dog. Right, but with pancake batter.
With a breakfast sausage and a pancake.
What makes a sausage a breakfast sausage?
Good question. They're littler. They're spicier.
They're spicy.
Bob Evans has a stranglehold on it. I think they're just called, are they just called smoked sausages or breakfast sausage?
They are called breakfast sausage. I'm just wondering, like, what's the difference between a breakfast sausage and, like, a pork sausage, just, like, pork sausage?
The spiciness. The texture of, it's got to have that terrible moon face gray, gray-whitish texture on it.
Oh, no. A gray-white texture.
And when you cook it up, it browns up real nice. It's like you're cooking the face of the moon.
Okay.
And it browns up and it tastes great.
Okay.
And I love a sausage patty, too. I mean, sausage. Yeah. It's good.
We got a sausage maker as a wedding present, and I really want to start doing it. I think apples and sage in a sausage would be so good. I'm pretty sure I've seen that in the stores. But
in an episode of Iron Chef, they put a duck through a sausage maker and made duck sausage.
Oh, did they just duck? Or did they put other meat in?
Well, they put other things too. Mm. Yeah, other things. You can put any meat you want, or you know, do a veggie one. Who cares?
Yeah, I want to do like a turkey chicken one, or one with apples and syrup in it. That would be so good.
You're putting the breakfast inside of a breakfast sausage.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
That sounds great. It's like a breakfast burrito that had its own container.
And then I can pass it to you. And then you can dip it in pancake, and we will make money with our carnival food truck.
Speaking of carnival food trucks, let's say you're at a state fair with this wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
He says, go get me something that you think would suit me from this fair.
I really hope you're going to ask me who I want. I have an answer.
Who do you want? That's fine.
No.
Wait, I'll ask you. Who do you want?
Nope. You ask me. I'll ask you who I want to hear because I already know the answer.
Okay, and then we'll say our own after that.
Okay.
You're taking, who would just love a state? Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan? All right. He's funnel cake.
You think so?
He's funnel cake all the way.
I think he wants some meat. I think he wants some hot meat.
Do they have meat?
Maybe you're right.
But see, like the most.
Of course. You could just make up a state fair food, and I believe that you have it.
That's a good point, but I feel like he's like so American, like he's 100% America. But if you think of
hamburger, French fries.
I've never gotten a hamburger at a fair or a carnival. Do they have
state fair food?
I've never been to the state fair.
It's pretty much any food you can imagine. They have, like, deep-fried Twinkies there.
Okay, he's a deep-fried Twinkie, then. Or, no, okay. No, that's Hogan. Hogan is a deep-fried Twinkie, for sure, 100%. I really think Hacksaw Jim Duggan is, I think he's funnel cake, because he kind of looks like a funnel cake.
All right. Who are you going to pick, and what food were you going
to
choose?
You're taking Ric Flair to the state fair. There is one correct answer.
Cotton candy, because, yes! Like, his hair. That's yeah. Cotton candy?
That's
or
totally
fairy floss from wherever you are from, which was always a fairy fun thing floss. To say. It's another term for cotton candy
in the
Northeast, I think.
Okay.
Or maybe it's even like in Europe. It's probably maybe like a different country calls it fairy floss.
Yeah, Ric Flair is 100% cotton candy.
He'd accidentally start eating his own hair.
Yeah. Or the feathers on his robes. Who do you think would be a corn dog?
Road dog.
Yeah.
The road dog's corn dog.
He kind of his hair looks like the meat inside of a corn dog. Are you making any special Christmas recipes since this is our Christmas episode? Or is it?
I'm making that pepper caca that I've been teasing, that I've been making for the last couple weeks. It costs a lot of sour cream. It needs like a lot of sour cream.
It sounds like winter. It sounds like Christmas.
It's a great one. And it'll disappear as soon as I make it. I feel it.
Good.
I feel it in my bones. What about you?
I have made a gingerbread cake roll that I am really excited about. It's really thick and really sticky, and the frosting is cream cheese, eggnog frosting, but without eggnog in it, it's just vanilla and nutmeg, which is what gives eggnog that eggnoggy flavor without the eggs in it that people are so weirded out by.
I tried to make my own roll cake and it fell apart on me and I was sad.
What happened? Tell me. I can tell you how to fix it.
I don't know. It's just when I started the rolling process, it wasn't spongy enough. It wasn't like malleable.
Did you wait for it to cool completely before you did it?
Possibly not. I don't know.
You don't want it to cool completely before you do it.
Oh, okay.
You want it still like warm enough where you can touch it.
Oh,
and it's easier if you use parchment paper and not a towel. Yeah.
Okay. I use parchment paper and I use like a foil pan, like a foil cake pan. But it was still great. It just like, you know, it wasn't presentable.
It took me almost two full years of working in a bakery before I could do it without them breaking all the time.
Yeah, they look so pretty and it's just like, it's a great way to eat cake.
It is.
You slice it and get that nice cross section of a cake.
Yeah, and you have all that frosting, but it doesn't necessarily make the outside sticky unless you're making a Yule log, which maybe next year I'll try that to make it look like a pretty little log. They're so beautiful, but a lot of work.
There's something in Sweden called a princess cake that looks really exciting to me. And they have, and I talked about the banoffee cake, which I still have to make.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear how that goes.
it's been a lot of build up for that one.
Yeah.
But there are great cakes out there in the world, and people have an aversion to them, and they just need to get with the better cakes. Your old cake was treating you wrong. There's better cakes out there. You can leave that one behind and get with the good one.
Jazz it up. Try some flavors. Mix up some frosting combos. Do whatever. Pinterest is a great resource for cakes.
And it's a great way just to look at stuff and get hungry and then go buy something that's already cooked for you.
Like a pizza.
Nothing gets you more hungry than shopping at a grocery store and getting home and not wanting to cook anything and just ordering food or picking something up on your way back.
That is exactly what I did today, and I had pizza.
I bought all this food. I don't want to cook anything. Shopping took it all out of me. I'm just going to
swing by this place. Oh, we passed this place on the way home.
So we're going to be doing a very special pay-per-view episode only available to people who support us on Patreon, possibly other venues if we can figure that out. It's for our first ever Top Rope Chef World Heavyweight Championship.
The Gingerbread Championship of the World!
Jacqueline and I have each purchased gingerbread houses. We are going to let you guys vote on it. Is that fair?
That's not entirely true, Brad. I had to make my own because I don't have gluten-free gingerbread houses.
Okay, so that's only partially correct.
We each
have the materials to make gingerbread houses, and we're going to let our supporters vote for the best one to declare our first ever Top Rope Chef World Heavyweight Champion. And that will be defended every month in some sort of food challenge, yet to be determined. If you have suggestions for things that you want to see Jacqueline and I face off on, email those at topropechef@gmail.com. Because we need ideas, because we only thought of like three.
Let's do it!
All right, we're going to end this post-show. Patreon.com/topropechef. If you want to see that, gingerbread build on.